dark black night.
Hi, this is Ruth, and we're learning the birds. If I were asked to speculate on Daffy Duck's identity, I would say he's probably a shoveler. Shovelers are ducks, and there are northern, southern, Cape, and Australian shovelers, but only the northern is a North American bird. Northern shovelers are found all over the northern hemisphere and in much of the south, from Iceland to Indonesia, Panama to Bangladesh, and they're regular breeders in the wetlands of these high plains. Daffy Duck, the Looney Tunes star of countless cartoons and movies, needs no introduction. My theory that Daffy is a shoveler is based almost entirely on the shape and size of his bill. In both Daffy's and the shoveler's case, this bill is as long or longer than the head itself, broader and somewhat spatulate in shape. I'll even be so bold as to claim Mel Blanc as my theoretical ally. He wrote about coming up with Daffy's voice in his autobiography, That's Not All, Folks, saying, quote, "It seemed to me that such an extended mandible would hinder his speech, particularly on words containing an S sound, thus despicable became despicable." Since Daffy Duck's lisp is so distinctive, the degree of his impediment, as Mr. Blank says, is tied to the shape of his mandible. And since no other North American duck has a bill as long as its head, then I conclude that Daffy's lisp was the result of speaking through a northern shoveler's bill. Shovelers are known to occasionally vocalize, but not, I admit, to speak as Daffy does, so it is impossible to ascertain whether or not, should a shoveler speak, it would exhibit a Daffy-like lisp. The bill of Daffy Duck is yellow, and so are the bills of many northern shovelers, though the yellow is somewhat mixed. Male northern shovelers in breeding season have bills that turn to darkest pewter. An actual shoveler uses its paddle-shaped bill as a filter. There are comb-like structures on the side of a shoveler's bill that help it strain through mud and surface water for edible tidbits like watery invertebrates and seeds. If the water is shallow, they will dabble, upending themselves with an effort and momentarily exposing a pair of red-orange legs. Ah yes, Daffy's legs and feet are solid yellow, but northern shoveler legs and feet are orange, verging on red. The resemblance between Daffy and the shovelers does fall short somewhat when it comes to plumage. As I'm sure you know, Daffy is a solid black duck with a white neck ring. It is downright difficult to find an actual duck that Daffy does resemble. There are blackish ducks in North America, but none of them have neck rings. And the American black duck is not solid black at all, and it too lacks a neck ring. There are ring-necked ducks, but their rings are not white, and there are other ducks with white neck rings, but none of these is otherwise solid black. So as to the origin of Daffy's plumage, I can offer no opinion. Northern shovelers vary in color depending on the season, from a mottled brown to a white bird with red flanks, grayish back and tail, and a green hood over the head. Plumage alone doesn't prove that Daffy Duck is a shoveler, and yet the evidence pertaining to the bill might still be considered conclusive. So if anyone asks, you can tell them from me that Daffy Duck is probably a northern shoveler.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Of all the stupid suggestions.
Thanks to Birds of North America Online, Wikipedia.com, and the Macaulay Library.
Oh, no thanks are necessary, my good man.
Learning the Birds is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Ruth Beasley of Canadian, Texas.